Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today your English will improve. So, what is your ideal way to spend a cold winter day? Perhaps you're the type that would like to stay home to read a book on a nice cold winter day, maybe even with a cup of hot chocolate or tea. Or maybe you're a bit more adventurous and would like to spend the afternoon skiing or even snowboarding. Or even better, maybe you want to play in the snow but don't want anything too adventurous. You may enjoy building a snowman or having a snowball fight. There are so many things that you could do on a cold winter day. Well, if you enjoy cold winter nights and festivals, today's lesson is for you. Today we are going to be talking about the ice festival at Lake Hovsgol. How do you get to this festival? Well, we're going to find out today. We're also going to be discussing some of the differences between a tourist and a local. And we'll be talking about what activities take place on the frozen lake. Well, let's go join Gabe inside to find out more.
Cold outside.
It is cold. So, Gabe, can you tell me, what is your ideal way of spending a cold winter evening?
You know, right now, I really like to be in my living room on the sofa with a nice hot cup of hot chocolate wrapped up in a blanket and watching one of my favorite movies. That's how I would like to spend a nice cold evening.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Well, you know something? We're not going to be able to do that right now because we have a lesson to teach, and we have so much to learn about five fun-filled festivals. So what are we waiting for? I think we should get started with the first reading.
Get some popcorn, cuddle up on your couch. Let's do this together.
Five fun-filled festivals. Winter festivals you won't want to miss. Most of us consider winter a great time to stay inside with a good book. Yet the winter months offer great outdoor events, including many fun and unique festivals. The Ice Festival at Lake Hovsgol, March 2nd and 3rd. To get to this festival, you'll need to travel to the ends of the earth. The remote region located in Mongolia is the perfect setting for cold weather activities. Lake Hovsgol, called the Blue Pearl of Mongolia, freezes up to 1.5 meters deep. Frost-covered trees and mountains circle the lake, creating a winter playground.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 remote 这个形容词。Remote 是指遥远的或者是偏远的。例如 ,the suspect was found in a remote barn in Alabama. 这名嫌犯在阿拉巴马州的一个偏远的农舍中被找到。Remote 也指远距的或者是遥控的。例如 ,daddy always misplaces his remote control. 爸爸老是乱摆他的遥控器。接下来我们看的是 frost covered 这个形容词。Frost 是指霜 ,covered 是指被覆盖住的。所以 frost covered 是指布满了霜的或者是结满了霜的。例如 ,you have to walk extra carefully on this frost covered ground. 在这个结满了霜的路面上走路要格外小心。或者是 ,the frost covered car windows took me 15 minutes to scrape. 我花了15分钟铲除车窗上的结霜。
Okay, five fun-filled festivals. That's an awful lot of alliteration. Well, we read here, winter festivals you won't want to miss. This is a wonderful phrase we should take a look at. You don't want to miss it.
Exactly, and if you don't want to miss it, or if you don't want to miss something, that means that it's something that's probably very exciting and very fun to do. For example, this is a party that you won't want to miss out on.
You won't want to miss the show this weekend. It will be spectacular. And we're glad you're here because you don't want to miss this lesson today. It's a very fun-filled lesson.
Exactly. Or you could say this is the opportunity of a lifetime. You won't want to miss it.
Well, we read on. Most of us consider winter a great time to stay inside with a good book. Or, like I said earlier, on the sofa with a nice cup of hot chocolate, reading the Studio Classroom magazine of the month.
Oh, that sounds amazing, Gabe.
Rebecca, what do you think of when you think of winter?
Oh, when I think of winter, I think of snow covering the ground. Maybe there's even snow in the trees, something like this picture here. Snowball fight. Building a snowman. That sounds wonderful to me.
Well, I think if it's going to be really cold outside, it should be snowing because the snow is beautiful. All right, well, right now it's time for us to take a closer look with Liz about something in this sentence.
Let's do it.
Hello, friends. I'm Liz, and please join me here for a closer look at this sentence. Most of us consider winter a great time to stay inside with a good book. Our focus today is on the pattern. Most of us consider something a great time to do something. This is a very simple pattern that you can use to talk about how most people see or feel about when it is a good time to do a certain activity. Now, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that a lot of people think that staying inside with a good book is a good thing to do during winter. Okay, let's have a look at some examples. When you think of summer, what activity comes to mind? Well, for many people, summer is a good time to go to the beach. So we can say, most of us consider summer a great time to go to the beach. Or how about this? Friday night. What does that make you think of? For many people, because they don't have to work on Saturday, Friday night is a good time to go out and have fun. So we can say, most of us consider Friday night a great time to go out and have fun. As you can see, this is not a hard pattern to use, so go ahead and see how many sentences you can come up with, and that's it for today. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Well, here in the next sentence it says, yet the winter months offer great outdoor events, including many fun and unique festivals. And our lesson talks about the very first festival, which is called the Ice Festival at Lake Hovsgol. Now, that sounds like an interesting festival to go to, doesn't it, Gabe?
Well, any ice festival sounds kind of fun as long as you're dressed appropriately with nice big jackets to keep you warm. All right, well, let's talk more about this ice festival at Hovsgol. And where is this? It's in Mongolia. But it says here you'll need to travel to the ends of the earth.
Wait, hold on just a moment, Gabe. You have to travel to the ends of the earth to get to this festival? How do you travel to the ends of the earth? You must have to travel a very long distance.
I am very glad you asked, Rebecca. Yes, as you can see, this phrase, the ends of the earth, that means very far away. That means you're going somewhere you're not used to at all. Now, sometimes we could also say we're going to the four corners of the earth. That means just somewhere on the other side of the globe.
So then could I say some parents would travel to the ends of the earth to find their child the perfect doctor or the best doctor?
I think you could say that. And actually, I think many parents would do that. If their child is sick, you would go to the ends of the earth for your child so that they could recover. Well, think of another way you could use that phrase, to the ends of the earth.
Yes, please do. Well, let's continue on with our lesson here, which says the remote region located in Mongolia is the perfect setting for cold winter activities. Now, let's talk about this phrase, the perfect setting, or the perfect something. If something is perfect, that means that...
That means that it's really the best or most ideal spot for doing something. So especially if you're talking about the perfect setting, that's the best place for something. Now, you could also use this phrase in other ways. I could say, I just thought of the perfect gift for my sister. She's going to love it.
Well, I'm thinking that this is the perfect day to go to the zoo.
Hmm? The perfect day to go to the zoo? Am I the perfect person to go with?
No, Gabe. I'm thinking that I just want to go alone. This is the perfect day for me to go to the zoo.
Alone.
Alone.
Okay. Well,
I need some alone time, you know.
You've heard us use this phrase a couple of times. You try it as well. The perfect something, okay? Now we continue here. Lake Hovsgol, called the Blue Pearl of Mongolia, freezes up to 1.5 meters deep.
Now, hold on for just a moment, Gabe. I think we should talk about this phrase, or these words, up to. Typically, when I hear the word up, I think of something going up.
Yes.
Like up.
But right here in our lesson, when we see this phrase, up to, that means the most it can get is 1.5 meters thick. Okay, so this lake freezes 1.5 meters of ice thick. That's pretty thick.
So we could also say, this room can hold up to 15 people.
All right, this room can hold up to 15 people.
Yeah.
Maybe this elevator can hold up to 10 people or up to 500 kilograms. This bridge can hold up to 50 people.
Or you can also say, my car can drive up to 100 kilometers per hour. But I probably wouldn't recommend you driving that fast.
No, please don't drive that fast. Do be careful if you're driving, especially on icy winter roads, if you happen to be visiting Lake Hovsgol. Well, right now it is time for us to take a little bit of a break, and we will see you soon.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Today, we are in the middle of a three-day article called Five Fun-Filled Festivals. The first festival that we've talked about is called the Ice Festival at Lake Hovsgol. In order to get to this festival, you need to travel to the ends of the earth. Now, that sounds like an adventure. Well, let's learn more about this exciting festival with our next reading.
Five fun-filled festivals. Each year, local residents have a two-day celebration. Wandering reindeer herders also join the fun, sharing their traditional songs and dances. The activities take place on the frozen lake and include sled races, skating, and much more. There's an ice tower with a slide and an ice house with hot and cold drinks. Visitors are always surprised to see how much weight the lake can hold. People, horses, and even bonfires can be found on Lake Hovsgol.
All right, 继续我们看的是 wander 这个动词。 Wander 是指漫步、漫游或者是闲晃。例如, there's a stranger wandering around the kindergarten. 这个幼稚园附近有一个陌生人一直在附近走来走去。或者是 Charlie wandered into the street and nearly got hit by a car. Charlie 晃荡地闯进了街道上，甚至要被车子撞到了。 最后我们看的是 sled 这个名词 ，sled 是指雪橇。 例如 ，The sled ride in the mountain was pure joy， 在山上搭雪橇真的非常好玩。或者是 When the sled struck a tree， Steve fell off and broke his leg。 当雪橇撞上了树 ，Steve 从上面摔了下来，腿也摔断。sled 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 d， 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 Ricky sled it down the hill. Ricky 搭雪橇下山. And now let's go back to our teachers.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of this section where we read, each year local residents have a two-day celebration. Well, let's take a look at that word local. What is a local, Rebecca?
A local is someone who lives in a particular area. For example, maybe you're from Kaohsiung, mm-hmm. or perhaps Shanghai, and you're familiar with that area, or you've lived there for a long time, you would be considered a local. Now, okay. if you're not a local, and you're visiting an area, what would you be called?
Well, you just saw that word, tourist. Okay, so you're visiting this place. If I went to Hovsgol, then I would be a tourist. Now, when you go on vacation, you go somewhere, do you like to check out the local hot spots? That is what the locals like to do. Or do you always go to the tourist traps? That's where all of the tourists like to go.
Well, I know when I go on vacation, I prefer to go where the locals go. I like to do what the locals do because it gives me a better feel for what that area or region is like.
That's right. Then you can join the fun that the locals enjoy. Our next sentence says, wandering reindeer herders also join the fun, sharing their traditional songs and dances. And that's a great phrase, when you join the fun. When can you join the fun?
Well, you can join the fun right now. I'm so glad that you're watching Studio Classroom today and you are joining the fun, learning more English words and phrases.
Well, let's continue to join the fun with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. They're going to talk about alliteration.
Hello, friends. Here's another tasty spice from the English language spice rack, alliteration. It's the repetition of the same sound at the beginning of words or in stressed syllables.
Yes, alliteration depends on similar sounds and rhythm, not just having two or more words that start with the same letter. So, while there is alliteration in the phrase know nothing, there is no alliteration in the phrase climate change.
Many tongue twisters are alliterations. In Peter Piper Picked a Peck of Pickled Peppers, we hear the P sound starting most of the words, but equally important is the stress at the proper syllables, creating that catchy linguistic rhythm.
Also, as we just heard in the tongue twister, adding short articles, prepositions, or pronouns to maintain the alliterative effect is allowed.
Similar sounds plus rhythm make alliterated phrases easy to remember. That's why you'll often hear alliteration in pop songs, read alliterated newspaper headlines, and see alliteration in the world of business. For example, PayPal is an alliterated company name. Coca-Cola is an alliterated product name.
Right. Alliteration is a great stylistic device that adds interest to your writing. But remember, it works best when it's used sparingly.
若是几个字的字尾有相同的音，那是押韵。若是几个字的字首有相同的音，那就叫做 alliteration, 头韵。比如说Five fun-filled festivals. 每个字的字首都是 F, F 的发音，这就是 alliteration. 其实我们的生活周遭常常会看到头韵的运用，尤其是在广告、歌词、新闻标题，还有许多的商标品牌也会采用 alliteration. 像 Coca-Cola 就是一个例子。另一个常会见到的头韵的地方是 tongue twisters. Tongue twisters.字面上是让舌头 twist, 转打结的东西，指的就是绕口令。人们会采用 alliteration, 因为它听起来很悦耳，而且呢能够帮助我们很容易的记住一个名字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Okay, ready? Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Well, she sells seashells by the seashore.
No. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers?
I'm telling you, she sells seashells. Listen, this is an awful lot of alliteration, and I think we need to get back to our lesson right here about Hovsgol.
Oh, I think you're right. Well, the next paragraph says, the activities take place on the frozen lake and include sled races. But that's a great phrase, take place. If something takes place somewhere, that means that it's happening at a particular area or a particular spot.
That's right. You could also say this to talk about something happening in a particular time. So, for example, the filming took place in New Zealand. Of course, I'm thinking about the movie The Lord of the Rings. That took place in New Zealand.
Well, I was thinking that the piano recital will take place at the concert hall. Or guess what? That race? That will take place behind my house.
All right. Or maybe you're talking about a famous war in history. The war took place in 1812. That's when it took place. And of course, the activities take place here on the frozen lake and include sled races, skating, and much more. Have you ever been skating before, Rebecca?
As a matter of fact, I have. I love skating. Most of the skating that I've done has been indoor. I've actually never ice skated or have gone ice skating on a frozen lake, but it's something I'd like to do at some point in time.
Well, skating is quite fun. All right, let's continue now with the last paragraph here. Visitors are always surprised to see how much weight the lake can hold.
Weight.
This is a good phrase to know. Let's take a look at it. How much weight something can hold. For example, you could say, how much weight can the elevator hold?
I was thinking the same thing every time I get into an elevator and lots of people get squish themselves in the elevator. I always wonder, how much weight can this elevator really hold?
Or maybe you went shopping. How much weight can your plastic bag hold? You don't want it to break.
Or you could also say, I was really surprised by how much weight this suitcase could hold. I thought it wasn't going to be able to hold that much weight.
And how much can your brains take? You can take in a lot, and you're learning a lot today. Right now, it's time for us to continue with Linda in the editor's summary.
Today, we begin talking about some unique and fun winter festivals around the world. First, we go to the ice festival in Mongolia on the Blue Pearl of Asia, Lake Khoskhol. Because this is in a remote region, you will need to travel to the ends of the earth to get to it. But it is worth it. The lake freezes up to 1.5 meters deep and is surrounded by trees and mountains that are frost-covered, so it's beautiful. Every year, a two-day festival is held with wandering reindeer herders, even coming to join in and sing traditional songs and dance. Sled races, skating, and an ice tower with a slide and ice house with hot and cold drinks are all part of the fun. The lake holds people, horses, reindeer, and even bonfires. So if you find yourself in that part of the world, don't miss it.
Thanks, Linda. Well, after learning about this festival at Lake Khoskhol, I think I'm ready to pack my bags and go.
I am too, Rebecca. I'd love to check out Lake Khoskhol and see how much weight it actually can hold. Thank you for joining us, friends. We have more to learn about fun festivals tomorrow, so come back right here to Studio Classroom.